Drop it.
Hello, footies, and welcome back to the one and only Daily FIFA podcast. This is Foot in Review. We bring you updates about the latest content, we talk players and review them, and of course, as a part of footcoaching.com, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. Today's show is not brought to you by anyone, but check out footcoaching.com and we'll leave it to break today. Today is Friday, December 11, and we are recording Season 3, Episode 55. My name's John Olsen of Foot Coaching, and we wouldn't be complete without the King of the Nord. It's Yngwie.
Good evening.
Hello, my friend.
Hello.
I got scared for a second. I logged in and I saw 18 new SBCs. I was like, but then I realized, of course, all the icon swaps are SBCs, so then I relaxed for a bit.
Yeah, it would have taken a few minutes too if we were going to talk about every single one of them like that, but we don't.
No, we will not.
We have a mix of things today to talk about, so that's nice.
Definitely. It's not boring, but I saw many people being confused with what's going on here.
Absolutely.
So shall we try to help them with that?
Yes, we can start with the first thing we got today. That was Player of the Month, Bruno Fernandes, 91 rated CAM.
Plays for very Manchester unexpected United. As well.
Well, he deserved it, so that's fine. It costs around 900k to do the SBC at the moment, I think. There's five sections. We have tradable packs. The first one is called National Duty. You get a Jumbo Premium Gold pack. Cost around 900k to do. You need one player from Portugal. Minimum 85 rated team and 80 team chemistry. Next is called Manchester United. You get a Prime Mixed Players pack. Cost around 150-160k to do. You need one player from Manchester United. Minimum 86 rated team and minimum 75 team chemistry. And then we have Premier League. You get a Prime Electrum Players Pack. Cost around 150-160k to do. Need minimum one player from the Premier League. Minimum 86 overall rated team. And minimum 70 team chemistry. And then we got 87 rated squad. And you will get a Premium Gold Players Pack. You need a, well, minimum 87 rated team and 50 team chemistry. Last one is 88 rated squad. The previous one, sorry, the 87 one costs around 210 to do. The 88 rated one, you get a rare Electrum Players pack and costs around 290-300k to do. And you need minimum 88 overall rated team and 50 chemistry. So that's quite expensive. If I'm going to be honest, I would rather get group stages one, or if I was going to get a card, or maybe just try the non-inform.
And the thing is, I do not dislike this card, and I do not think the value is that bad. That's the interesting part.
Fan, so, yeah, but he's going to get a new inform quite soon.
And that's going to be the thing.
Thinking that he might get a Team of the Year card as well. So, yeah, then this card is going to be obsolete in just a few weeks. Maybe, if he has a great game now in this weekend versus Manchester City, score a hat-trick or something, then he's going to get a new inform. So, then, this card would be bye-bye.
Yeah, I guess that's the crucial part, right?
Yeah, and he scores a lot of goals. He has lots of assists. He takes the penalties for Manchester United. So, and now he has a really good match to grab the headlights versus Manchester City now in the weekend. So, a good match there. And, yeah, there's a risk by doing this Player of the Month card, I think.
Yeah.
Card is good. No doubt about it, but I don't think I would rather save it for maybe a freeze card or something, or something else.
Joao Felix.
I would rather do Joao Felix, I guess, because I don't think he'll be. At least he lost a few more weeks. So
I think that's fair. Actually, that's fair. I don't think, I saw people like that this isn't value, this is bad. And I'm not quite sure if I'd share that opinion. But I do agree with what you're saying now, that it is probably better not to, like not to step in right away. Yeah, you're probably right. But I don't think it's that bad of a card, that bad of a price, if you look at the stats. And but yeah, he will get more players. He'll, so I think that's a fair assessment.
Yep. And we got a foot freeze challenge. Costs around 8k to do. And you get an untradeable mega pack, which is a little bit of letdown, if I'm completely honest. And you need minimum 4 leagues, maximum 3 from one club, maximum 3 from the same nation, minimum 2 rare players, minimum 77 rated team, and minimum 95 team chemistry. So I'm not sure I'm going to do that when it's untradeable as well. So that's a letdown for me.
Yeah, untradeable is going to be a thing, right? So I agree. I'd stay away. I think this stage of the game, especially when we know what's coming like this, might be smarter to be really careful with which SBCs you're going to do.
Yeah. There might be some cool freeze cards, so...
Yeah, that's why. I mean, just be a bit safer, I think. I'm not going to do every SBC that pops up now. Just going to look if it's a good... Value-wise, it's a good decision to do so. Oh, well. I mean, keep giving us, though, because...
Yeah.
It won't hurt either, right?
No. We got a player as well, and there's a loan version of the... Foot Freeze Marquinhos, which is now a CDM. If you're going to do the loan, which is a 3-match loan card, costs around 3-4k to do. You need one player from Brazil, minimum one gold player, minimum silver player quality, minimum 40 team chemistry. And there's only 6 players in total because there are some blocked out spots. So that might be an idea if you want to test if this card is something that you would like to use. Then you can just do that SBC, which is nice, I think, and try the card before actually committing to doing it. So that's a plus.
Definitely is.
Yes, because the Marquinhos SBC, it's 4 days to do it. Costs around 150, 160k to do. And there is actually only one section. So that's not too bad, actually. You need one player from PSG or Paris. Minimum 86 overall rated team and minimum 75 team chemistry. So that's not bad, actually, for that card. It looks... interesting. Give some very good strong link to Mbappe, perfect link to Neymar, to mention a few. A strong link to the one of the players in the Foot Freeze team as well.
He looks really good, actually.
So yeah.
The more I take a deep dive into this, the more I take a deep dive into him, like, it actually looks really, really good value. If this is a promise from all the daily ones we're going to get, you won't hear me complain.
That's good.
Will you? No, though.
I will hear if you complain, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I've been... This is a good card, right? This is good for the SBC as well.
It's a good card. Looks very interesting. Some nice boosts. We're going to talk a little bit more about... Why I'm a little bit not overexcited about this promo.
That's fair.
Yeah. But the card looks like a good value for the card as well. Different position, and it's a +2 from his normal card and good boost to many places. So The value is good. Yeah, can play several positions as well. So that's a plus, of course. Yeah. So, yeah, we got... I think we covered
SSGC. No, I mean, this is. I think this is a good card, especially knowing what's coming.
Yeah, I agree. We got objectives as well for this promo. You can unlock Foot Freeze Bolasi playing from for Everton. He's now a cam and 85 rated. And you get 300 XP if you complete all the five sections. First one is called Double Delight. You get 300 XP, one gold pack, and you need to score two or more goals per match in three separate matches using Premier League players in the live foot friendly managerial masterpiece with at least 8 Premier League players in your starting squad. So that's a 77 rated squad with maximum 3 silver players and 0 bronze for that mode. Next one is called Precision Passer. You get 300 XP and a 75 plus rated rare player. You need to assist 10 goals in the live foot friendly managerial masterpiece with at least 8 Premier League players in your starting squad. And then you have successful score, get 300 XP, you get a small Electrum players pack, you need to score in 15 separate matches in the live foot friendly managerial masterpiece with at least 8 Premier League players in your starting squad. So you don't need to win. And then you got premium power. Give you a premium goal pack, 300 XP. You need to score 4 outside of the box goals using Premier League players in the live foot friendly managerial masterpiece with at least 8 Premier League players in your starting squad. Last but not least, you'll play Winning Feeling. You get an Electrum players pack, 300 XP. You need to win 7 matches in the live foot friendly managerial masterpiece with at least 8 Premier League players in your starting squad. So Bolasi is 5-star skill moves. He has 3-star weak foot, high low work rate. So he can play attacker. He can play wide as well. Maybe not the fastest, but in 4-2-3-1, he would be fine as a wide cam. And central cam should be fine as well. So card looks solid. And it's going to be good for if you want to do the icon swaps, which starts today. He's going to be one first owner player. So that's a good thing to bring as well.
Definitely.
So it's a fine card.
Yeah, doable. I mean, yeah.
Doable.
Yeah, I don't think many people will focus on him right away.
No, they will find out after they did the Premier League. Was, oh, okay, I could have used this guy.
Yeah, like I did, but hey.
Yeah. You have 13 days approximately to unlock him.
Yeah, so I mean, that's good, right?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the team, the Freeze team?
Yeah, sure. Take it away, because I think it's an interesting team. It's rule breakers with a different background.
Yeah, that's my kind of thought as well.
I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. It makes it a bit more interesting, but it isn't very original either. But I don't, what else can you do at this stage, right? It's everyone's on a different position. And they got certain stat boost, and I think the selection is rather cool. There are some really cool cards in there, and well, I actually like it. Like, I mean, I do like the design a lot, but I also like the selection more than I usually do. It's much more interesting to see.
Yeah, that's a little bit because Footmas has been one of my favorite promos.
What's Footmas?
Yeah. Favorite, so, yeah. Thing in the past. So that's like, there's nothing wrong with it per se, but it's like shapeshifters slash record breakers into a new promo with some new card design. It's nothing to do with Footmas for me.
No, that's true. That's true, of course. It's no...
There are some cool cards and stuff like that, but I would still have Footmas, and then after Footmas they could have released this promo because it's in the winter most parts of the world.
Yeah, so I get what you're saying.
That's what I think. That's a little bit of
But you can pack him as well. I mean, I guess I get what you're saying, and there's no wrong in that. But it's more that if I'm looking at this and like, I don't know. I like the cards a lot. I like the fact that you can pack them. It's a promotion where you can get lots of packs as well. Because there's actually no card in here, if I'm quite honest, which I don't like to see. I mean, there's some cheap cards in there, like Rodriguez as a CDM from Torino. And Golovin, for example. But those are pretty good cards still for 30, 40k. And because absolutely. Of them, their change of position, it's actually they don't like. This is actually pretty cool. The Sané card, the CDM card from Schalke, 30k. Give him a shadow, and he's like a really good center defense midfielder. But if you can swap him around with, for example, the Delaney card, the informed Delaney, you have a really good center back again in the German league again.
Yeah, that can't jump.
Well, for that one cross match. Or a weekend.
He might be tall enough to just stand and head the ball. If you throw a shadow on him, he's going to be very good as...
If you have Delaney in Klostermann now, right? Sané and Zakaria, and you switch Sané up with Delaney. That's a song block you got there, though.
Yeah, that's...
For 30k? They gave Mane a central striker card now.
Yeah, but I have the untradeable 91 in form. There's not a big difference at all in those cards. It's a cool thing that he's a striker, but didn't he get a striker card last year, or was that just an in form maybe?
Quite honestly, I don't know. But
yeah, but that card is going to be really good anyways, because the 91 is crazy good. And now you have him starting central straight away. Other cards that I like, if I'm going to be honest, that Lautaro Martinez looks really good as a wide player as well.
Yep.
And Torreira, of course, he looks like a very small, in height, kind of Emmanuel Petit base card with more pace. So that's also one you can move around and play in different positions. He's not the tallest, but other than that, you can use him as a CDM. Of course, you can play him left back as well, and you can probably even play him right back. He's three-star weak foot, but still good enough, I guess. So he can play in different positions as well. And he's 100k now. He might drop as well. Bernardo Silva is a good move to
definitely. Cam now. Yeah.
That's of course a good card.
Portugal is really strong, right? Yeah, so fun.
There's not big boosts on this card though, so this is like a normal inform boost, with position change, which is nice.
I think he got +4 on speed though. Yeah.
And he got different work rates as well, I see.
And
he
+8 on shooting. I mean, that's a big boost, actually.
High medium work rates now, which is nice, of course.
Yeah, but I mean, his long passing is +11. All his shooting stats are +8 or +7, or positioning is even +9. Yeah. So it's much better than just an upgrade, actually.
Yeah. And
he's got 87 finishing now on his main card, while his old card had 79. So that's a huge boost, actually.
Yeah. And we have the Verratti card, that's left midfielder. He changed work rates as well. He's got high-medium work rates now. He used to have medium-high. So that's a little bit interesting as well. He's very quick, but I think that he would be really...
He can shoot now.
Yeah, if you...
And he's faster. He's got, like you said, +24... Average pace boost and +24 average shooting boost.
I think he could be a good CM as well. Maybe not box to box with 82 stamina, but well, you can throw lots of different game styles on him, and he can probably play wide as well. With engine, he'll have 99 acceleration and 91 crossing and stuff like that. So of course he's very agile. He's not the tallest player.
Yeah, but so if you give. I would put this card on top, though, with finishers, 99 positioning, 99 finishing, 90 shot power, 99 volleys. But more importantly, 99 agility, 99 balance, 99 dribbling, 95 composure, 91 ball control. It's like a perfect cam.
Yeah, cam center forward would be really good, actually.
I would play him, maybe I will play him as a central cam.
That could be really fun, actually. I see now the stats. And of course, with the 88 aggression as well, helps. He's not the strongest, but with the aggression will help. And yeah, 95 composure. And of course, with the 92 passing, 91 long passing, 90 vision.
Yeah, 92 short passing. So he can actually...
He can link up well. So that's a cool card.
Yeah.
So you can blame different places. Outside foot shot trait and flare.
Four star, no worries there.
Yeah, so that's that looks like a fun card, actually. He's not too expensive, of course.
I think Verratti is my most underrated card.
Yeah, price is not underrated yet. I wish he was even cheaper. That would be cool. But
It's going to be hard to link. That is the biggest problem with Verratti, though. Because you can't get him on 10 cam if you're playing a... if you use like Neymar and Mbappe... He will always be like a LF with on 7 cam or something, or Neymar will.
Oh, no, but if you link with Mbappe and then an icon, for example, or of course a player from the Liga or...
Or Marquinhos, never mind.
Yeah, so there's nothing, Mbappe striker and Marquinhos in 4-3-3, then you have him locked in.
No, you don't even need Neymar anymore. No.
So that's cool.
I like the Hazard card though as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at him as well. He looks also very similar to his brother's card.
Four star, medium high now.
High medium, yes. 85 stamina as well. So if you throw a finisher on him, he's going to be good. Not the best composure, but the rest is really good.
99 dribbling, 99 agility, 96 balance, 99 finishing, 98 shot power, 95 positioning, and 99 volleys. Yep. Another great cam.
Yep. So he's fun as well. Nani card could have been cool, but it's a little bit low stamina. 70 stamina is a little bit too low.
Five star though, so yeah. You have to play this one as a striker, maybe even. Although his finishing could really, I think, you have to up his finishing. So you need to have a finisher on him to be able to make him viable, right? But then he's too slow, so you need him as a striker, I guess.
Hunter.
Yes, but then his agility isn't good enough with, I think, with the dribbling. So.
Yeah, it's fine with 89 agility, 82 balance. Of course, you can throw him on engine, but then
With Hunter, is 86 finishing. I think you want to get... Yeah, you know, my thing, I always want to get this as high as possible on the finishing.
Finisher would give him that, but then... Yeah, he could be a central cam as well, of course.
I might play this one as striker. You know what? Because he has the passing to get a ball and lay back as well. He isn't that fast. So you can't really let him run all those meters. This goes with the stamina as well, right? And when as a cam, you might have a problem with the stamina. But he does has five star. And if you put a finisher on him, he has the 99 agility with the 99 dribbling. And five star, that might help.
84 aggression helps as well.
So I would put Nani as a striker. But if you look at that, though, if you have like Nani, Bruno Fernandes, David Silva, Jota,
Ronaldo.
They can't defend, yeah. But you got a pretty good strike force up there in the Portuguese squad now.
Yeah, so that's...
You got Sanchez to defend. There's something there, though.
He could go full Portugal now.
Yeah.
So there are some... Casemiro card looks cool as well. You can switch him to center midfield as well.
Yeah, you need to switch him to center midfield, I guess. But although
he can play center back
because they use, yes, of course, his low attacking. Yeah,
low high work rates now. And if you throw a shadow on him, because he's more than strong enough, he's a 94 rated center back with 82 acceleration, 93 sprint speed, with 99 interceptions, 89 heading accuracy, 93 defense awareness, 99 standing tackle, 99 sliding tackle, 92 aggression, 92 strength, 91 stamina, 88 jumping, 85 short passing, 85 long passing, 81 vision, yeah, 88 reactions, 80 ball control, 85 composure. So he should be a really good center back as well, of course.
Might be perfect fit next to Varane.
Yeah, he won't be bad. And he links to Marquinhos as well. So, yeah, there's that's a good card as well. And the price, of course, is reflecting that.
Yeah. That didn't take much time to pick up, yeah.
So,
oh well, I like this though. Yeah, I mean, I get why you're saying it's not cards, footmost, yeah, but I don't think this selection. I'd like this selection. I like the diversity of it. I mean, of course, there's a Liverpool big Premier League player in it, like Mane, but that's the least interesting one, I think. But
and Bernardo Silva. So there's three actually with the objective, but not too many.
No, so no, I'm.
The cards are cool. It's not that. It's just that it isn't footmas.
Yeah.
But other than that, the cards are really cool. I'm not going to say anything else. That Ricardo Rodriguez can play CDM and probably center back as well, with medium high work rates. Very good passing. Very good. Very well rounded card actually. And he's around 30k now. On Xbox, 26, 27 on PlayStation. So if you're running a Serie A team, that's a good card to have, actually.
Definitely.
So, yeah, that's the freeze team, I think. We talked about pretty much every player, I think.
Yeah, we all touched.
So we got a little bit carried away, but...
That's all right.
There were not any horrible players, actually, so... Yeah.
No, I agree. I agree.
Yeah. But, and we got something else as well today.
Yes, of course. We got the icons.
Yes. I can quickly talk us through what we can do now.
Yeah, maybe the objective, the mode we're playing in is might be very interesting to have a look at as well, though.
Yeah.
There's many people questioning that.
This is Icons Ops 1. And you complete objectives to get a token, and you need a certain amount of tokens to either get an icon or some kind of pack. From December 11 to January 1st, 8 player tokens will be available. The remaining 10 player tokens will be available from January 1st to February 12th, 2021. So you can get 8 tokens now and 10 after January 1st. So I want to go through what you need to do, and we can talk about what you can get for those tokens afterwards. Was my plan, if that's okay.
Yeah, take it away, buddy.
There's icon swaps and there's icon swaps 2. I'm going to start with icon swaps 2. You get 300 XP for each section, and you get 300 XP for completing. The first one, where you get a token, Akiyama. And 300 XP, you need to win 5 squad battle matches on minimum world-class difficulty with 11 Eredivisie players in your starting squad. Next one is called MLS. You get icon swaps. Yes. Niemczewski or something?
Nah, name doesn't matter. You get a token. Period.
Yeah, you get a token. You win 5 squad battle matches on minimum world-class difficulty with 11 Major League Soccer players in your starting squad. Last one is easier. EFL Championship, get 300 XP and icon swaps Cherry. You need to win 5 squad battle matches on world class difficulty with 11 EFL Championship players in your starting squad. So all those are doable. If you have the players, you might have to buy a few. If you don't have 11, but still doable. And if you wait a little bit, a few days, you should be able to get the cheap team to do it. And we have icon swaps, where the more online things are. You get 300 XP per section, and you get a token for each token player for almost all. There are three sections that you don't get a token for, which is called warm-up. You need to score in 10 separate matches in the live foot friendly one league, and you also get a two-player rare gold players pack. And there's one called getting heated, scoring 20 separate matches in the live foot friendly one league, and you get a same two rare gold players pack and 200 XP for that. And you have scoring streaks, scoring 30 matches, and then you get a premium gold players pack and 200 XP. And we have League A. You need to win 6 matches in the live foot friendly one league with at least 5 first owned League A players in your starting squad. 300 XP and Maeda icon swaps. Next is called Bundesliga. 300 XP and icon swaps Kamara. You need to win 6 matches with at least 5 first owned Bundesliga players in your starting squad. You have La Liga. You get icon swaps Passage and 300 XP, and you need to win 6 matches with at least 5 first owned La Liga players in your starting squad. Serie A, you get a Romanian icon swap player with a difficult name and 300 XP. You need to win 6 matches and with at least 5 first owned Serie A players in your starting squad. Last one is called Premier League. You get icon swaps Esmel plus 300 XP, and you need to win 6 matches with at least 5 first owned Premier League players in your starting squad. And you can only have players from one league in the starting team and substitutes.
Yeah, so, that's it, right? You need that's a very important. So we got a separate mode, which we both said. I think that's a good thing.
Yep.
In the separate mode, you need teams from one league. A couple of questions. You need your bench from the same league as well, right?
Yep.
Also known as you can't use icons. They don't need to be first owner. Only 5 from the basic, from the starting 11 need to be first owner.
All right. The rest can be bought. So you can have bronzes or whatever you want. Exactly. There's no cap on the maximum rating, so you can use all your best Premier League players as well, if you have them.
There you go. You cannot use icons, though.
No, you need to, they need to be from that league or with the rest of the team.
And can I use loans?
You can use loan. I have loan center back Kyle Walker, so I can use him if I want.
And you can, does that loan count as first owner?
Yes.
Awesome.
I think so. I didn't check and try, but I'm pretty sure it does, yes.
Oh, really? That's cool. I think that those were the most commonly asked questions with people sent tonight.
So. It should be counted as a first owner, so just to remember, I might have some other Premier League loan players as well I can use. I don't know if they're good enough, but I'm pretty sure we'll see loan and Mbappe starting.
Well, of course, that's something I will be doing as well. I can't lie there, but... for me, it's not that bad since I got the loan Neuer and stuff. So that might be my only way to actually do the the Bundesliga, right? Properly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do not hate this setup, quite honestly. I can tell you about my first experiences, if you want.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Awesome. I played the Premier League once.
Yeah.
Which was fairly easy, right? Because I used Vardy, which I got on tradable Ederson, the Marquinho one to watch cards of sorts. So that's 3. I got Red Kante, which makes 4. And I think I used Digne or something, a left back, I guess. And the rest of my Premier League squad I already had, so that was easy. And what happens is I started up, I scored, people quit. I was like, okay, that's 1. Started up, I scored, people quit. To make a long story short, I did all 6 wins from the Premier League before we did the podcast recording.
Nice.
Really quick. My other teams aren't this strong, right? So that's to be, but it's not that it's like overpowered strong already as well. So I was pleasantly surprised by the pace of that one. So I was like, okay, maybe this is the best. And people quit because they don't care about the loss, of course, which is different from the rivals, I guess. I'm pleasantly surprised they put it in it. I do not hate the mode that it is. I am, of course, a bit, I think it's, I don't like the first only, you know what I think about that. Because
it's only five now, but I'm pretty sure it will increase next, when we get the next.
That is next it. Level. Yeah, that's the point. I mean, yeah, it is only five, but next season is going to be 11, right? Or seven, and
no,
then 11.
No, I think nine is the most we have usually.
Okay, so we'll probably go 5, 7, 9. Which is fine, but it's so hard to take into consideration, I think, when we do SBCs, because of the fact you basically need to have those teams already and build from there, so you need to maintain like 6 teams now. And it's really hard because you can't sort on first owner as well, and you can't mark them as if I put them in A squad, you can't use them in SBC. So for someone who doesn't do much menu work, it's really hard to keep up with.
Yeah, but just if you use use low-rated players, that could be one thing. Not very desirable players from SBC as well, so that's also a thing you can do.
Yeah, but that's probably it. You have, if you do the SBCs, you'll probably be good for the rest of the year. I think that's it. But conclusion about the setup. What do you think about the setup?
Yeah, it's. I guess it's fine. I love it that it's not in rivals, so that's a huge plus for me. So and I luckily saved, so I had lots of good first owner from each league and made sure that I didn't use them in SBCs. So I don't think I have to buy many players to do these objectives. Which is a relief, actually. So
I didn't save, but I mean, five is manageable, and
five is fine.
What you see, I use the tactics like I said yesterday on the podcast.
Yeah.
And if people just quit when you score, can't start off aggressive even with a bad score. Hope for a good first result, and else you just quit, give them the win, and go from there. I mean, yeah. I don't think you need like necessarily super teams to do this one yet. Might get difficult the longer we're in. But same as last year, I only did the first icon swaps. But this already feels much better since I can just leave my main squad intact while trying to do it without losing much.
Yeah, the only thing that annoys me extremely much is that we have to wait until January 1st before we can get the rest of the cards. It's not a crazy bad since it's not that long to go, but it's still annoying that we can't just get everything unlocked now. We're in the middle of a pandemic and are encouraged to stay at home. It would be great to just be able to continue grinding and get the icons we want now. It's getting close to Christmas as well, the time for giving and sharing and family and happy days. Yeah, but this is the right time to just let everything go and don't have a kind of season two that you have to wait.
On the other side, you know, in a couple of weeks is also team of the year.
And many of these icons will be not as strong as they are now if you could unlock them now.
Basically, we got a new mode. Everything you can unlock in those in that mode, except for three, which you just do by playing. You need to score a certain amount of goals. Then three tokens, so that gives you five online tokens. The other three you get from squad battles, which I might actually find more challenging, but that's the other story. You go for squad battles. That's for the lower competition, so to speak. Gives you 8 tokens. That leaves us another 10 tokens, which will open up January 1st and are available, I think, until end of February. Did I read that correctly?
12th, I think.
Right, so that's 6 weeks for 10 tokens after that. But we like the setup for the mode.
There's enough time. It's not that, but I would like to unlock everything now at least.
On the other hand, I get it right, and I tend to agree with you. But on the end, it's 19 days before it unlocks. You'll need to play at least 30 matches in this mode to get them. If you want to combine that with playing Weekend League, actually, that takes 2.5 weeks as well. I mean,
I'm pretty it's sure not that much. If you have lots of time, you can grind all the tokens in a day or two, max. If you have lots of time, if you're a, well, you
nah, I don't know.
If it took you half an hour to do the six Premier League, if it takes you half an hour with the rage quit for each league.
Sure, but I'm also just in Div 1, right? I did not relegate for stuff, and it feels like many people relegated. Because I quite honestly, the players I played, those aren't like top level Div 1 players. There's no way. So we have to see how this works out. I mean, I get why. On the other hand,
yeah,
it's just 19 days. And this time I don't mind it too much.
I said that it's not crazy bad since it's not that long to go, but yeah.
And there's so much. We're getting SBCs every day now. We'll still get...
Yeah, there's content, so that's good. But I need, before I forget it, I need to mention for the tokens. For two tokens, you can exchange two icon swaps items to earn two ultimate packs. That's 200k, two of the 100k packs you can get for two tokens, but of course they are untradeable.
Yeah, don't worry, we wouldn't forget the what you actually get for it though.
And then for three tokens, exchange three icon swap items to earn a pack with five players rated 85 or higher. Of course the players will be untradeable. Now the interesting one, for five tokens, exchange five icon swaps items to earn a pack with 25 players rated 83 or higher. Of course, you might get 25 83 rated cards, but there is a good chance that you can get something really cool as well. You can save it for Team of the Year, for example, or Team of the Season. That's, of course, up to you, but that's a quite interesting pack. And for seven tokens, you can get the base icon Nemanja Vidic, which is a good central defender. So you can actually unlock him straight away before January 1st, since he's only seven tokens. And for eight tokens, you get a base icon pack. Nine token gives
you... And that's maximum season one, just saying. That's maximum you can get until December 31st.
Yeah. So that's eight.
So what? Let's have a look at the first part first, Invy. You get eight tokens until December 31. If you would spend them until then, you'll either get probably Vidic or a combination of one of these packs, I guess, right? You're not going to go for the base icon pack.
I won't go for base icon pack with my luck, no. But I'm pretty sure many will.
You can go for the 83 times 25 and the 85 times 5. Those two.
The most interesting pack to get, actually, I think.
Yeah, that combination. Leave Vidic out of it and go for that.
Yeah, if I was going to do. But can also do Vidic and then do a player for the remaining things as well.
Yeah, so then you go into season two and then we'll have a look. All right.
Yeah, for nine tokens, you can unlock mid icon George Chahaji, which is a okay card. Nothing spectacular, but okay. And for 10 tokens, you can get a base or mid icon pack. So, of course, you can get an untradeable mid or base icon player from that pack.
I would stay away from that one. I think the base icon pack on the base or mid icon pack, those two are so risky, I would stay away.
Yeah. The next one is called, for 12 tokens, you can get a mid icon pack. And for 13 tokens, you can get actually Prime Ronald Koeman, which is a decent card.
Did you mention 11 for Suka?
No, I forgot because I have him kind of favorite. For 11, you can get the mid-icon Shuker, which is a great card. I used the base one and it was really awesome. And I think he might be one of the players I pick. I consider getting Shuker and Vidic if I don't go for any packs. I haven't decided. And for 14 tokens, you can get Prime Icon Frank Rijkaard, which is a good CDM. But of course, when you can unlock him, you might be not as good in the power curve.
No, if you can do it in half an hour, you can unlock him January 1st, though. So,
yeah. Thank you. For 15 tokens, you can get a mid or prime icon pack. So you can get either a mid or a prime icon from that. 16 tokens gives you a little bit more interesting, 89 plus rated mid icon. So they can be 89 or higher mid icon from that pack. And then we have a risky one on 17, which is a base icon player pick. You exchange 17 icon swaps. And then you can select one from three base icons. So you can either get Eusebio or you get something that you really don't want to pick or choose between. So that's a gamble one as well. The highest you can get if you go for one player is the mid icon Thierry Henry, the 90 rated left winger. So for me, I would probably go with Shuker and the Vidic. If I don't get Vidic, I might go for the 83 times 25 pack and two ultimate packs.
Yeah. So let me start by just saying what you would never don't do the base icon pack. Do not do the base or mid icon pack. Mid icon pack could be interesting. The middle prime could be interesting. The 89 plus could be interesting. I would stay away from the icon player pick, although that one is triggering me on all facts. I would like to see, but now I said, why would you do it? And you convinced me. Well, if you do it, there's a chance you can pick Cruyff, Eusebio, R9. Those are pretty nice cards still, but you could also have the choice of Owen, Inzaghi, or Fieri and
Fieri and
so there's a lot of doesn't I would not do it.
So yeah,
I would also I would never do the Thierry Henry one. I've never found Thierry Henry usable in FIFA, but that's just my experience. Sorry if I'm insulting
people. Icon moments from 20 was extremely good.
Icon moments, agree, definitely, yeah, fair.
Yeah, the other ones not so good. At least not for my style. He might be better on this, but.
So I'm in doubt getting the 89 plus mid icon pack with the two ultimates.
Yeah.
Because I think that's an interesting combination. I do very much like the Vidic combination with Suka, which you said.
Yeah.
Also because, no, you can't unlock Suka, but it's really fast. You can unlock him very early on, and Vidic could be, you could have Vidic like, say, tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's a very interesting one. Yeah, I mean, the other one, those are safe ones, right? You can get two icons, which just in January are still usable. Suka and Vidic will be usable still.
Yep.
By Suka, I'm definitely sure he will be usable. Vidic, I'm all right. That's the thing. I don't know Vidic if it's good enough to stay on that much longer.
No, but it helps with linking players, of course.
Yeah, so that's the thing. But I mean, one icon striker, Suka, put him in midfield, you're there as well. So that's the thing. But you need to certainly like, I would not underestimate George Hagi. Always been a fun card, but he's also never been very expensive.
No, that's true. I used the base icon for a while on 20. It was played much better than the stats would suggest. So he could be a fun player, of course. But for me, I wouldn't. I have so many camps I can use. So
yeah,
wouldn't want him wide.
Yeah, and he's a tough player to use because of his work rates with the lower defensive and medium attacking. So you need to get used to him. I really liked him before in previous FIFAs, but it's not. I don't think it's that good enough that I want. That's the play I want to get, right? And also want to wait for. So that's interesting. I really like the new packs, don't you? The ultimate packs.
I'm not gonna say anything else than those are really fun.
You say you can get Vidit, right?
Yeah.
And then get the 83 times 25, the 85 times 5, and the two ultimate packs.
Yeah, that's interesting as well, of course.
And you just do the 85. Yeah, and you do the 85 plus the 83 times 25 ASAP. If you do that, you have enough fodder to go through to the freeze period as well.
Yeah. That's true. Good point as well. Those are very good options. So I agree with that. There's another thing I need to mention before I forget it. The base icon players are out of packs, and the prime icons are taking the place of the base icon in packs.
Yes, but I don't see all the icons on the sheet.
There's over two different releases in the weeks ahead. FIFA 21's full roster of prime icons will be introduced into packs and remain until the end of FUT 21. So there's, I don't know if it's half now or something like that. EA posted a picture with all the players that are released. So I know like players like Prime Sugar, Prime Torres, Prime Etu. Yeah, at least those are impacts I know for sure. Czech, Petr Czech as well. And of course, very expensive. There are lots. Lam, I think, as well, in packs. So Ashley Cole is not, for example. So you just need to go and check. Lam is actually not in pack yet. So sorry about that.
The fact you actually pack one is so small that I don't think it matters that much.
So Prime Zanetti is in packs at least. So
and it doesn't matter for the. It does matter for the mid or prime icon pack, but I think whenever that one. Whenever you're able to unlock that, everyone's has been released from the Prime Icon.
I think so too, yes.
But please, if you're listening to this, I think we both can recommend to not go for the base icon player pick, to not go for the mid icon pack or for the base icon pick.
Mm-hmm.
Those three are far too risky to do. If you want to go for some icon, then please just go for the mid or prime icon pack or the 89 mid icon pack, whereas the 89 mid feels the safest choice, so to speak. If I'm, but it's I think it's still so risky. and if you want to go steady, go for the Vidic and the Suker combination, I think, or the Suker and Haji combination if you want, of course. That's... You could go Suker, Haji, and two ultimate packs.
Yeah.
So that could be a fun combination as well. But like I said, I think we both use Suker, the starting V. You still use him, or at least use him for a while.
I used him very long, and he had insane stats. Sold him just when he started dipping down again. So
I used him for a couple of weeks and really liked him as well. But
that was the base one, and
Yeah. Worse.
So
I'm more inclined to get Suker as well, if I'm quite honest. That's where I might aim for. And then I'm in doubt because I like Vidic is a decent card. But I don't think he's... If I see the strength of some of these cards, like which you can now swap, right? Swap Marquinhos in. If I look at the Casemiro card now, for example, those are better.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Not quite sure if Vidic is the way to go. And I do like the fact that if you do, for example, the Haji Suker and then just get two ultimate packs around Team of the Year, could be a combination.
There are some cool options that you can select between. So just to take your time before you decide. Look at what your team needs the most before you actually do select something.
Stay away from some of the packs, the weird packs.
Yeah. So hopefully you'll find something that would be of interest. If you don't like any of them, I would at least try to get a few of the at least get the ultimate packs. That's 2 tokens, and that's no problem to get.
No, exactly. That should be easy doable. Ingvi, yeah. I was wondering something, though. Did you get the token, the second token from the FDS swaps?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. Can't remember that I did, actually.
Got it and some TIFO and something.
All right.
TIFO and theme or something. Well, I got 3 things at the same time with the token in total. So
maybe I missed it. Maybe I have it, though, but did not see it or something. I'll have a look. Was just wondering if they already... But I'm not that sharp this week, so I might just miss it.
Just have to check your club, I guess.
Overall opinion about swaps?
I like the packs that you can get. I would, of course, want that more icons to choose between. And, of course, I would like some other icons as well that would be more viable. But they're not horrible. They're not horrible. There are a few cool ones. Annoyed that we have to wait. Don't see why we can't get just everything unlocked straight away. Other than that, it's, I guess, fine. I'm really happy that we don't have to go through rivals to unlock. That's a lot of help for me. So that's good. I wish we had Footma still, but of course now it's called Freeze. So the cars are really cool, but I'm... Miss Footmas.
Really? So, cool.
Yeah, there are some fun cards there for good prices as well. So, which gives lots of options if you like to build squads, which I do. So that's a plus as well.
Definitely. I did not get a second card, just saying. So
okay.
Need to get in contact with EA Help again, I guess.
Yeah, they didn't register your... If you watched and you did get it, you just need to contact them and they... Hopefully can help you.
Yeah, and also, it's all right. But I do like the icon swaps, actually. I saw this morning and I tweeted about this. And that tweet got seriously maybe the most likes I ever got. But I said something like people were actually expecting Hullet or Vieira, or I saw Blanc popping up. And then I said, well, the community is saying until yesterday's EA is greedy, we don't get many tradable packs, they wrecked Footmas, etc., etc. And today the same community says, but I'm sure we'll get a Ruud Gullit tonight for free, which is 5 million on the market. so I expected these kinds of icons, right? Decent icons, fits the power curve, not too good, not too bad, just decent. I was surprised by the new packs they put in. And I really like that, quite honestly. So that is...
Those packs are really cool. There are lots of good ones you can save for other promos as well, if you want. So, those are cool. I must say that I like those.
Yeah. So, so far that...
Yeah, and good Marquinhos SBC as well. It's a good card to start with. Hopefully we'll see some other cool players. One tomorrow at least. So it's going to be interesting to see what we see then.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have a look. We'll have a look this Monday, though.
Yeah, we'll talk more about, because they usually last mode, so we can talk about them on Monday as well.
Definitely will. Ingvi,
yeah.
We got 1 minute more to say goodbye to everyone.
Thank you. Now, good luck to everybody that grinds both both icon swaps and weekend league. I think I'm skipping weekend league this time. See that there's going to be anything in weekend league that will that I would be able to pick anyways. So I can just as well do this in a better tempo.
I wholeheartedly agree. I'm not going to play weekend league. I'll grind these tokens out, I think, in the time I've got this weekend. We know where you can find us everywhere. You know where we can be found. So no big ending tonight. We wish you all a good weekend. Stay safe. Enjoy this. And let us know what you guys think of these swaps. And well, actually, I can make a whole story up still, but we're an hour in. I think we're done. I'm gonna drop this.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F U T. Interview. F U T.